Amen. You all right? It's good today, isn't it? It's good seeing baptisms. They're always good. You've got a better pool than us, although your lads is a bit dodgy, I've got to say. Only just noticed that. We've got a better pool now, but not as good as that one. So anyway, I was out. It was ironic that you came back in a coat with super dry on. Fantastic. It's like making a statement, isn't it? Hey, you can make me wet, but... I wanted to talk to us today about faith journeys. We've heard a lot of stories. We've heard three stories of people, and lots of people will have a story in this room. And I want to talk about our faith story today. And I want to use a person out the Bible to do that. So if you can turn it, if you've got a Bible, a tablet, a phone, gives you a chance to check your Twitter. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 11. At the end of Genesis chapter 11, there's a fella called Terah, okay? Which is a great name, isn't it? Hey, you know, my dad's name was called John. Who knows any Johns in the room, hey? It's not exactly a frightening name, John, is it? But if you've got a dad called Terah, that's really scary, isn't it? Hey, so there's a fella called Terah, and he starts on a faith journey, okay? And I don't know whether I'm going to read. How long have we got? What time have we finished, Lee? About 4 minutes. To be fair, I've been to London for less, so, you know. Shall I read it? Okay, I'll read it. I'm not very good at reading. Messes, yeah. Terah took his son, Abraham, his grandson, Lot. It's verse 31. Of his grandson, Lot, of Haran. And his daughter-in-law, Sarai, I don't even know what it says there, the wife of his son Abram. And together they set out from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. Terah lived 205 years and he died in Haran. The Lord said to Abraham, go from your country, your people and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the people on earth will be blessed through you. So Abraham went, as the Lord told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people that they had acquired in Haran. And they set out to the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abraham traveled through the land, and as far as the site of the great tree of Moriah at Shechem, something like that anyway. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your offspring, I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Now this Terah fella, the father of Abraham, as he became, is on a journey. He's on a journey of faith. He's moving from one place to another. And faith journeys are always, they've got these two-sided thing for me. They're always exciting. They can be exciting and they can be scary, can't they? Yeah? If you're doing something new, forget the word faith. If you're doing something that out of your comfort zone, Mark talked about moving to Leicester. Nat talked about moving. You lived in Bootle, I mean, come on. Anyway, it's safe after that, isn't it, to be fair? Before anyone moans, I'm from Bootle, so I'm allowed to say it, okay? There's an element of fear and excitement in it, of new possibilities, but also a bit daunting and all that. And we heard their story. And Terah gets this, I'm going to call it a call from God. I'm going to get it a, say it's a call to leave and go somewhere in faith. And I want to suggest today that every one of us gets that call from God to leave somewhere and go somewhere else in faith, okay? And Terah starts on the journey, and he takes Abram, who becomes Abraham, because he obviously couldn't spell at this point, right? He was obviously dyslexic as well. So he takes Abram with him and Lot, son of Haran, okay? But if you read just a bit further back from where I started, you'll realize that Terah had three sons, okay? He had Abram, he had Nahor, I think it was. He could have picked Billy, couldn't he? Would have been a lot easier, wouldn't it? Billy and Joe, you know. Nahor and Haran, okay? And it actually says Haran died, okay? Which is why he took Lot, the grandson, the son of Haran. And so what the first thing I want to point out to us is not everyone starts the journey. Not everyone's going to go. Not everyone's going to begin. Not everyone's going to make it. Haran dies before the journey begins. And the other fella decides to stay. Nahor, I think his name is. He decides to stay. We're not told why. We don't know. They might not have fell out. He just might have liked it where he was. Okay? But that's the first thing I want to point out, is that not everyone got to start the journey. I want to tell you that this was a journey from one place to another. It was a place called Ur of the Chaldeans, right, to Canaan. Or, I think it's Iraq. It was somewhere in Iraq to Israel. Okay? So that's the journey. And it's not, they don't go across because there's too many mountains in the way and stuff in the way, which is high and it's dangerous and that. So they end up going round and they stop in a place called Haran, which is in Turkey. So they've gone up and they start to come down the coastline that way. That must have been the safest way to travel, I'm guessing. I'm not really sure. And Haran was roughly halfway of the journey. Okay, so they've started the journey. And they're roughly halfway when they stop there. And it says, they settled there. It actually goes on to say that Terah actually died there. Okay? So what's so important? Why did they stop there? Why did they settle there? What's so important? An interesting thing I found out when I was prepping was that Abraham, it tells us in Joshua somewhere that he was some sort of idol worshipper, right, okay? And he worshipped the moon god, okay, which is where what they worshipped in Ur of the Chaldeans, because they were rocking it, right? He worshipped the moon god. So with the moon god's name, ironically, was called Sin. Isn't that amazing? He worshipped Sin. I just need to pause there. I know I started by pausing last time I come and someone remembered it, so it was worth it. He worshipped sin. So these are actually literally on a journey away from sin to God's blessing or promise. That's the journey they're literally making, okay? From sin to God's promise or blessing, okay? And they settle in Haran. Haran, I'm led to believe from commentaries and the internet, Google is amazing these days. Saves you loads of time prepping sermons. Just copy them, don't you? You can get this one. It's on page 3. Never pick one on the front page. Everyone reads them and goes, oh, that's what he's talking about. Yeah, that's just a little trick for you in case you ever get to speak somewhere. What was I saying? They were halfway. Haran, interestingly enough, was the centre of moon worship. I couldn't make this up because I didn't know that. I've read that, obviously. It was the centre of moon worship. Haran was the... So they're in a place that worships it, but it's like going to Mecca. Do you get what I'm saying? It's the place to be if you're a moon worshipper. That's what it's a bit like Ibiza for clubbing type of thing. Do you get what I'm saying? You've got to go there type of thing. And they end up there. So their moon worshippers getting a sense of a call from God, I'm going to say. Okay? And they end up halfway between there and the promised land. And they got this. They've ended up in a better place. They've ended up in a better place. So they've traveling from sin to all that God has for them. And they stop halfway and end up in a better place. And it was interesting in your stories that, at least your two stories had this. Yours was slightly different, sorry. But your two stories had this thing about growing up with faith all around you and being involved. And then kind of stopping for a bit before moving on. Yeah? So they've done this. They're in this better place. And it's a shame sometimes. I'm going to suggest two reasons that they stopped there and Terah died there. Sometimes we settle for Christianity to just get us to a better place, a nicer person, with better models, whatever they are. And I'm just a bit shinier than I used to be, and I smile more. Yeah? We settle for that. Sometimes Christian, it's called gospel uplift. It's actually got a whole theology behind it, right? Where you get saved, sort of that makes decisions in your life. Your life starts to get better. You make better decisions. You sort of get more money because you spend your money better and all that type of stuff. You end up in a bigger house, a nicer place, and somewhere better to live and a nicer car. And life's wonderful. Christianity's more than that, isn't it? It's more than just bless me. According to this, anyway, we're to bless the nations, the earth. It's going to be blessed because of us. The other reason I would suggest that they possibly settled there, particularly Terah, is that, did you notice his son name? It was the name of the place. Yeah, Haran. His son was named after this place. That might have been because he really loved the gods. You know, people call their kids after footballers, don't they, these days, and stuff like that. I'll have to tell our Balotelli when I get home. No, they do. Joyce was telling me, she works on all day, and what someone had actually called their kid, Evie, Tony, Ann. Seriously, get a life, right? But his son had died. His son had died. And I don't know everyone's story in the room, but sometimes we can start off on a journey from sin through to all that God promises. But something happens on the way that causes us to stop. Causes us to stop. Not only does it cause us to stop, it causes us to stay there. And it causes us to die there because we just can't get past it. And I'm not negating that. I'm just asking you to think again and push on. Push on. Don't stop for half of what God wants for you. Anyway, Abraham decides, he gets the call from God to go further, doesn't he? To go further. Maybe he's got the same call as his dad. He's got the same call. He wants to go further. Abraham, his name is at this point. He couldn't settle. Do you get that? Was that niggling feeling for yous all the time when yous were going to things and it just done your head in, right? I got to a point in my life where I wished that could have turned me back on God, but I knew he was real, and that done me head in, right? It proper done, I'm not messing, it done me head in, because I thought, how can I? It was a bit like the disciples, where they get to that point where everybody's getting off, and he turns around, and Jesus says to me, you're going to go as well? And he says, and they say, how can we? You've got the words of eternal life. In other words, we know you're the real deal. And that's the problem I had. And sometimes that's the problem you probably had in them times, that you knew God was the real deal. How can you settle? How can we settle? But Abraham can't settle. He can't just get, it was his brother that died and that, but he pushes on. He couldn't settle. He had to go all the way to the promises and the blessings of God. And Abraham wasn't perfect. I've said this before. And I'll say it again. He wasn't perfect. He tried to give his wife away twice. Just putting that out there, right? That everything I've ever done isn't that bad. Just saying, right? He literally didn't do it once. He done it twice. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't perfect. He wasn't perfect. It says that the righteousness he was given in the Bible, it says the righteousness he was given was because he believed God. Wasn't his actions in lots of ways. It was the action to go and to keep going. Yeah, that was the action. But it was considered him righteous. I forgot the verse on the top of my head, so I'm making it up now. He was considered righteous because, which means you stood right before God. It's kind of not a real moral thing. It's a God thing saying, you're right, I'm right, you're right by me, or I'm right by you. Do you get what I'm saying? And he was considered that because he believed God. He believed the promise that one day his offspring will be there. He built an altar there. He worshipped God there. And I said at the beginning, and I'll say it now, and I'm coming in to finish. That's quicker than I said it'd be, Lee. Realise we were pushed for time, mate. Done you a favour there. We're all called to this journey. We've all got a story, but we're all called to this faith story. Yeah, we're all called on a journey from sin to blessings, from sin to promise. Every single one of us. Some never start the journey. Don't be that person. God doesn't want you to be that person. It says in the Bible that it's not God's will for anyone to perish. Anyone. So that definitely includes you, okay? And me. So don't be that person. Start the journey. What is it that someone once said? The greatest journeys are started with the first step. Yeah? Start the journey. Maybe even start it today. You might be someone who started the journey, but somewhere along the way, something's happened, life's got in, or maybe you just got too comfortable. Life's just too nice, it's just too good. I love it. I'll stay here. I don't want to move somewhere else where there's fellas who are going to want to fight me and take me wife. Or I'm going to have to give it them. Push on to everything that God gets for you. Don't settle. Because if you settle, you'll just die there. What's the point? Yeah? And then encourage everyone to go all the way. Because all the way is where the blessings are. And I don't just mean blessings for us. We're already blessed. I mean, we'll bless other people. Our lives will bless other people. Our lives will bless the earth, it says. That's what the ultimate call of every single one of us is, to be a blessing on this earth. How that works out, I don't know, you know. I've got no idea. It'll be different for each and every one of us. But God calls me and you to go all the way with him, to believe that he can do what he says he can do, to believe the promises God has placed on your life, maybe even on this church. Believe that. Just believe them. Take the step. Make mistakes. But get there and live in the promise of God and be a blessing. And out of being a blessing, you're going to be blessed. It's always better. I mean, I don't know. I like getting presents, by the way, in case anyone wants to know. It's my birthday in February 7th. So get your phone out, put that in your calendar. Hello, Facebook. Is it grass these days, isn't it? Grasses you up. Alan is 52. sorry. I digress. I do this, you know, and then I forget where I am. I was coming into land, wasn't I? Yeah. Yeah. Because I get more joy out of giving someone something than getting something. That's what I was trying to say before when I said about my birthday. I get more joy in that. I like seeing people, the happiness on their face. Unless, of course, you got them something they don't like. That's kind of miserable, isn't it? So, yeah. Go all the way. Go for everything. We're all on a journey. We're all invited by God to start a journey from sin to blessing. Why not start it today? Why not kick start it today? Why not keep going so you can be those people of blessing? Amen.